News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, let me tell you about my folks over there at eTaxBreaks.com. I know them personally. eTaxBreaks, 23 years of experience at finding people money. You may not even realize that the way you run your business actually qualifies you for grants or tax credits or tax incentives. Things that actually put money in your pocket or maybe even refund you taxes you've already paid. It's amazing. They can do lookbacks on some of that. They can wipe out future tax exposure. It's an amazing deal. And they don't get paid unless they find you money. So literally all you got to do is check with eTaxBreaks.com and they will go through, you know, the way you run your business, who you hired, where you're located, did you survive the pandemic with your business still intact, all those kinds of things can guarantee you funds. And then last, July, I think it was, they told me, they found over $7 million in found monies for their clients. And like I said, only get paid if they find it for you. eTaxBreaks.com, special website for our Right Side listeners, eTaxBreaks.com/Right Side. Hey, so started getting response in a couple of texts here. So Jerome in Rome, Copper, just so you know, Jerome in Rome wants me to make sure that I pass on that you don't pronounce her name as Greta Thunberg. It's Greta Sunburn, as far as he's concerned, Greta Sunburn, because she's the climate activist. I like it. I may call her Greta Sunburn from now on. And then on that previous segment we did with College Republicans, David from Huntsville texted in and said, yeah, back in the day at Calhoun College here in the area, he formed a College Republicans back when Reagan was in office. That tells you how old David is. But I can relate to that because that was my time frame. What else? Oh, you had a caller, Copper. What was the deal there? So Will from Huntsville called in and he had a question or a comment. What was that?
Oh, yeah. He had a snarky question. Is it too early to nominate Biden for the Nobel Prize in Economics?
Well, no, because if you remember, Obama got it when he'd been in office even less time peace. Oh, my gosh. And so, Will, I feel certain that someone has already filled out the application for our current president. And, yeah, let's don't hold our breath. But then again, like I said, Obama got the Peace Prize within, like, days of being president. So, wow. All right, so listen, I want to do something here. Copper, you got clip four. Are you ready to go on that?
Yes.
You good to go? All right, so I'm wrapping up this whole hour of the fact that there's a next generation coming up that is doing meaningful things in terms of conservative movements. And the thing that inspired me to do this today was an interview that I saw last night on Fox with a young guy from Albany, Georgia. His name is King Randall. And King Randall is literally 22 years old and changing the lives of people in that community. Disadvantaged kids are having their lives changed because of what he is doing, giving them a leg up in life and actually starting a school, an alternative version of schooling for kids in that community. Copper, play clip four.
The Extra Boys has empowered his community at-risk youth by not only giving them a safe space, a safe place, but also through education. And he's also not just teaching out of a textbook. King teaches his kids everything from how to change a tire to how to mow a lawn. When we last spoke with King, King was battling with his local school board leadership, who was doing everything possible to keep him from opening his own school. People said it was impossible for this 22-year-old kid to run a school, but he's defined the odds and is now set to open up his first school next fall. King Randall is the founder of the Extra Boys, and he joins me now with an update. King, always so proud of you, brother. How were you able to do this? Because they were throwing everything at you.
Man, Lawrence, I'll say this. I believe, you know, that anybody who says that something can't be done doesn't know my God. And I think that's extremely important for us to know. We have to make sure that we are creating competing machines for these different progressive systems that are plaguing and destroying our communities. Our children are failing at reading. Our children are failing at many different things in our local hometown of Albany, Georgia. But here we are trying to help our young men and push them forward by creating this program called the X for Boys. We read with them them weekly. This is every week. We do workshops with them. We teach them firearms training. We teach them how to work on cars. We teach them how to work on houses. They've done welding, many different things, just trying to give them an idea of how to make it and how to survive, how to make it happen. These children just need to see possible. And so many of our children in the city of Albany don't get to see possible, but right now they're going to see a 22-year-old young man who's not too far off from age from any of the boys in the program. They're going to see me open up my own school in fall of 2022, and we're going to flourish. They told me that it was going to be impossible to run our school on private donors, yet here our private donors have shown up in 24 hours for us to raise $50,000 for renovations on our new 3 buildings that we purchased. So here we are defying the odds because they don't know my God.
So
go ahead and stop it right there. Before we run out of time, I just got to say, that inspired me. 22 years old, who just wants to see a disadvantaged kids in his neighborhood to, in his words, see possible. Just want them to see possible. And those who say he can't do it, like he said, they just don't know his God. And I'm inspired by that. 22 years old. And by the way, he is surrounded by an army of people who believe in what he's doing and are supporting him. And it's not like that he's doing it all by himself. He's got a crew. He's got a bunch of folks that are making a difference in the lives of kids in their community right down the road in Albany, Georgia. And that ain't far away, by the way. That's just across the line. Albany, Georgia, 22 years old. Folks, I'm just telling you, I love the headline that I saw earlier. And it said literally that Democrats need to be very concerned about Generation Z because good things are happening. And that generation, it's got me encouraged. All right, folks, listen, we're coming back. We're going to finish up some national security stuff and then move down to cancel culture. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.